This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ticker symbol BKS, that is Barnes & Noble, was down just a tad today. Not the warmest of greetings for new CEO Michael Huseby. Huseby used to run its Nook e-reader business, but with challenges like Amazon and the less-than-tremendous success of the Nook, Barnes & Noble's in kind of a tough spot, as Sally Herships reports.
Unfortunately, the Nook became a plot twist Barnes & Noble didn't see coming. Jim Milliot is an editorial director with Publishers Weekly.
Barnes & Noble was praised for getting into the digital early with its Nook reader. Within 2 years' time, the Nook went from the savior of the company to right now, it's a bit of a problem.
A bit of a problem the new CEO, Michael Huseby, knows plenty about. He recently oversaw the Nook, which saw sales plunge more than 30% last quarter. But
as much as they might want to get out of the hardware device business, they really can't.
Milliot says if Barnes & Noble wants to take on its competition, it has to make the Nook work. But to do that, the bookseller needs to look beyond books. That's according to Michael Norris, a publishing industry consultant. He says he's reminded of this every day during his morning commute.
I walk through Metro North on the way into Manhattan, and everybody I see with a tablet is doing something other than reading.
Norris says just having an e-reader doesn't make a consumer buy more books. He says Barnes & Noble should explore selling apps, games, even video, and that the company needs to step up its ads.
I don't know if I've ever seen a Barnes & Noble ad.
Exactly.
Norris says take the ad for the Nook Simple Touch Glow Light. It promoted reading in bed without waking up your partner, but what it needed to do was give consumers a reason to remember Barnes & Noble.
I never felt that they were bold enough with their message or with their advertising.
Norris says ads for Amazon aren't memorable either, but the online retailer can afford to buy a lot more of them. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.